Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.
John Ponder founded Hope for Prisoners back in 2009 after spending some time behind bars himself. And since then, thousands of people have come through John's program and now are thriving in society. And Hope for Prisoners is so active in our community in Las Vegas. And coming up on the 21st, they're hosting a special event over at the Las Vegas Ballpark in Summerlin. It's called the Night of Hope. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Good morning, Scott.
We also have Kelly McMahill, who's a captain with Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, hanging out with us today.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
And John, you brought another friend who's actually on the phone.
Yes, absolutely. That is my dear, wonderful, sweet friend, Wynonna Judd.
25 years ago, I was involved in some prison ministry with a dear friend, and I went to the Nashville prison and death row. I walked it, met the people there, and realized that these are people, not just an inmate ID number. And I just feel led. Music is non-discriminatory. I call it the language of love. It's universal. It's like laughter. You know, there is no color, or we just don't get caught up in the details. I think music is for everyone, to the point where I'm now testing that theory. Look, I've performed for the Pope, prisoners, bar mitzvahs. I'll go to state fairs, you name it. I'm there. I'm a singer. I'm a child of God and an artist. And we go wherever we're called. And if you look at the word, as a believer, I see a lot of interesting things in the Bible about music and how it was used on the front line. After war, of course, we know about funerals and weddings. And I just think that music is more needed now than ever, honestly. And so I feel like my job is ongoing and constant. And I feel like I'm being called more now than I ever have been in my 38 years. So.
John, music was an influential part of your faith journey when you were actually behind bars, too. It gets everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. It certainly does. And that morning, when I had gotten that little transitional radio, and the only radio station that I was able to listen to was KSOS Radio. It was listening to the Christian music. You know, that music really soothed my soul. And that level of worship helped me to usher me into who I am today in Christ.
Man, isn't that amazing, Wynonna, that music is getting through the prison walls just as much as it's getting into our cars and our offices and we listen on little Alexa speakers.
That's right, yes.
I have a theory about music for myself. You know, I try to tell my story from a personal viewpoint rather than someone who's successful or has had fame. I think music for me, when I'm brokenhearted, there are literally times in my life when I was so broken and so lost. Without even the word in front of me, I didn't know who I was. And I literally would start to hum. And I think it's primal. I think it literally starts, you know, when I was pregnant with Grace and Elijah, I would hum and sing on stage. And when I would hum, when they were born, they would look up at me. And I thought, well, this is obvious to me that music is so important, like breathing. To me, it's the breath of God. Music is something that I just gravitate towards. I don't care if I'm on stage or I'm walking in the woods and I'm crying out to God. I think it's about my personal go-to, whether I'm praying or crying or sleeping. I'm literally singing and humming and making joyful sounds. Even when I'm in so much pain, I can't think about the what. I know who, and I just know that who gave me this gift. And I know for a fact that I was born with that gift, and I'm, what is it? God gives it to you as a gift. What you do, you know, give back to God is what I'm about. And I want these people who would never have my CDs normally to walk in and go, I had no idea she could sing like that. So I'm looking forward to making new fans.
You might recognize some songs like Love Will Build a Bridge from Wynonna Judd. I'm Scott on SOS Radio. God's doing something unprecedented in Las Vegas because the police department and local charities and organizations and the judicial branch of our state government are working together in ways that allow faith-based leadership programs to transform the lives of people that are coming out of prison. And you've heard us talk about Hope for Prisoners. You've heard John Ponder, our friend, on our show many times. He's actually in the studio with us right now, along with Captain Kelly McMahill of Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. We're having a discussion about the ways that God is working and restoring things for police families and also for families that have dealt with incarceration. You've heard us talking about our 50 Christmases that we do each year. We're collecting those bikes and we're collecting gift cards right now at our SWIS radio studios. But Wynonna Judd's actually on the phone. She's going to do a benefit for Hope for Prisoners coming up on this Thursday. A couple of months ago, Wynonna, you actually came out for one of the Hope for Prisoners graduation ceremonies and just sort of changed something in your heart.
We did. I wasn't sure when I got there if I could survive it. I'm so sensitive. And I say that if I wasn't, I couldn't sing the way I do. I feel very deeply. And I showed up literally just to absolutely witness and be somebody standing on the sidelines and going, what the heck? Because I didn't understand. And I say that if you don't understand something, show up and wait for God to walk through the room. And that's what I did. I showed up and literally ended up talking to men and women who had been incarcerated for 10 to 20 years at the graduation, and they have families, their fathers and mothers and sisters and daughters. And I just was blown away by the, here's the thing that makes it for me. And what is it? Every saint has a past and every sinner has a future. The point is, I stood there and talked to these people, the heart of these people that are so broken. To me, and I've heard this in my whole life, let them see the cracks in your armor. That's how the light gets out. These people are closer to death than they are life sometimes. These people are closer to ending than beginning. They are at that place where I don't know if I could have made it, honestly. I talk to these people and I think, how in the world do they persevere? Faith is not having money in the bank or a job guarantee. These people have nothing, and some of them don't get visited. They don't get, and I'm not saying to take that person and, you know, give them everything. I'm saying these people live on nothing because the system is broken, in my opinion. And do I think people can earn? Look, I'm not exactly a saint myself. I have quite a past and a story. And you know what? God's grace is sufficient for thee. And I don't know what else to say. I'm a judge, not a judge. I know my job is to show up and sing. I'm not political. I'm not interested in your story about why I shouldn't be doing it. I believe every single person. My son is a policeman, and I know what he deals with on a daily basis. And even he said to me, Mom, it's really hard when you see these people have children and families. Look, it's a broken, broken world, and we need to show up and love those who are unlovable. And that's the hardest part for me, is honestly to talk to these people that I have nothing in common with. Instead of saying, what's wrong with you? You say, what happened to you? And they have a story.
Wow. Well, Winona, you come from a law enforcement family, and Kelly McMahill is a captain with Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, and her husband's in law enforcement as well. And when you see the impact of a program like Hope for Prisoners, what's happening in our state is unprecedented because of the partnership with law enforcement.
It is absolutely, right. And I have to say it's an honor to not just know John Ponder, but also my husband. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that he's our undersheriff at Metro, and he and John took this on years ago and really started this, and it took a guy like Kevin, who wears the badge, to say this can work. And so I think it's so important for people in our community to understand that we truly understand we cannot arrest our way out of what's taking place in our city, right? We believe in hope in our family. We believe in the Lord. And I think that the best way that we've been able to give back in our careers, both of us, is by being part of Hope for Prisoners. It's absolutely incredible. It's groundbreaking. And I know that everyone who's touched it, our dream is that at one point is across this entire nation of ours.
We believe in second chances on SOS Radio. That's what we're all about. We're talking with Winona Judd and Captain Kelly McMahill from Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, John Ponder from Hope for Prisoners joining us as well. We're having a discussion. I'll tell you what, did you know that we have judges and police officers and business CEOs all mentoring men and women every single week in our community who are coming out of the prison system fighting for a second chance?
That's right. That's why this works. I think the beauty of it is that you have all these folks that are in law enforcement, first responders of all types, and they're mentoring these folks that are coming out of prison. It just doesn't get any better than that, right? The stories that you'll hear at these graduations, by the way, are phenomenal. Gosh, at one, remember the gentleman that was graduating had been shot by the police.
Yeah.
And there he was at police headquarters, really just taking back his life. And I'm here to tell you, it doesn't get more powerful than that, unless, of course, you add some Winona Judd behind that with the singing. That could make it more powerful, but it truly is. It's one of a kind, and it's an honor to even just be able to sit next to John Ponder, realizing the dream that he and my husband had so many years ago, and watching it come to fruition.
So, John, how did you and Winona become friends now that she wants to be a part of this? She's coming out to be a part of a Night of Hope on the 21st over the Las Vegas ballpark, and she's going to be singing.
Yeah. So it was kind of funny. I love to tell the story, but one day I had gotten home from church, and when I had finished eating, I'd sit back on the couch, and my phone rang. And when I answered the phone, voice on the other side, hey, is this John Ponder? I said, yes, it is. He said, hi, this is Winona Judd. I pulled my phone away from my face and said, what? And I'm thinking that somebody was playing a joke, but then when she had made mention of the person that had, you know, given him a contact number. I was like, well, maybe this really is Wynonna Judd on the phone. And we sat there probably for the next 2 hours and just had this incredible conversation. It was like this kinship, as if I had known her forever. That's that Spirit of God in her being recognized by the Spirit of God in me. And we have been joined at the hips ever since that day.
I think the thing that I really heard in my heart listening to Kelly and John are that for me, as a businesswoman, as a mother, as an American, not only do we live in the greatest country in the world, we're the most giving and forgiving. And I think it's important to, you know, walk the walk, not just talk the talk kind of thing. I've been a part of a lot of programs, and I'm really blessed to have gotten the education I got on the street, literally. I think it's important to share, John, that the statistics about this program are what really got my attention. Look, I know about the broken system. I know about it, and I see it, and I go, wow, what if we had a program like John Ponder's Hope for Prisoners in Vegas? The statistics show that when we support people and we love them and we use words that edify instead of destroy, when we give them an opportunity, like we're, it's my understanding, John, that you have people working to help build the stadium for the Raiders. These men are literally showing up and showing out, and they're going to build something that's greater than themselves. I think for me, as an artist, when I was on welfare, single parent, the statistics show that's a pretty tough gig when you're little and you don't know what's going to happen. For all three of the Judd women to have made it the way we have because of the people and God's plan, it just tells me everything I need to know about what's possible. And I think, you know, that impossible word, as corny as it is, I'm possible. Mm. I don't think these women, when I went to see them, really feel that. And I would like to see some programs in there for women and men who are lost and who don't have any kind of foundation. I was raised with the word. I was raised with, you know, grandparents saying, hey, don't say that, you know, and being accountable. I don't think that we have an accountability in a lot of systems in this country where we have someone looking over us as an elder who has wisdom and experience to say, you can. Because, listen, they're not getting that where they are. And I think these people who want to make it, I believe that God helps those who help themselves. That's the way I was raised. You know, you got to get up off your butt and start moving. God will meet you. Absolutely. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. Keep moving. My point is, the Hope for Prisoners program is unlike anything I've ever seen, and it's working.
This is a season of thankfulness, and we're celebrating second chances that we're so thankful for on SWS Radio. Hi.
Hi. Good morning, Scott. I was just listening to, you know, of course, John Ponder and with Wynonna. And I just wanted to chime in and let you know that I also went through the prison system. I also graduated from Hope for Prisoners back in 2013. God has done amazing things in my life. We don't even have the time right now to talk about all the things that have come since prison. Before prison, I really didn't know God that well. He tapped on my shoulder a couple of times. And then, of course, once I got into jail, I changed my entire everything. So spent 10 years in prison. And through that 10-year journey, me and God became incredibly close. He gave me, when I came out of prison, I went to go look for a job. And ironically enough, the guy who I went to go see at Job Connect, he said, you should go to this program. So like, I went over and met with John, and he put me right in the program. And, you know, pre-prison, I was addicted to drugs, and that's what got me in trouble. Of course, I came out, and my life was just lost. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to apply for a job. I've been gone for 10 years.
Yeah.
In 10 years, right, you come out, and then the whole world changed. Facebook, what is that? So,
yeah, online resumes, what? I can't actually go in and fill out an application in person to meet the people anymore? It's like an online bot sorting me out?
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I didn't know how to work a computer. You don't realize all the things. And before, you know, way before that, I was a productive person of the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I just got caught up. But anyway, back to John. I just want to say that his program needs to be supported. It's just growing and growing and growing. He is a phenomenal person. I love him. John, this is Sherry. Hi, John. What he did for me was bring my confidence level back up. there's a lot of different connections. You know, I didn't know how to dress. I didn't know how to fill out a resume. I didn't know how to do anything. So he helped me get my first job. But God has moved and opened doors for me that are just crazy. It's just crazy to me. So I know that with faith and love and hope for prisoners, these guys, these girls, they can do it.
See, that's what it's all about. Thanks for sharing, Sherry. You see, we're helping families just like Sherry's when we do 50 Christmases next month, and we're collecting bikes. We're collecting gift cards for the children that feel forgotten when mom or dad are in prison. Those kids, just like Sherry's, you can give right through SOSradio.net or drop them off at our SOS Radio studios.
Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast. These discussions come from his radio show on SOSradio.net. It's a Christian radio station you can plug in with for music or conversation.
It's just what God has done in my heart, what God has done in me, who I was, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago to who I am now through this journey about how God has changed my heart.
Thanks for supporting the podcast.